new supply chain crisis. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Hundreds of ships being turned away from the Black Sea, others stranded at ports and at sea, unable to unload cargo since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And sanctions on Russia are beginning to have wide ripple effects in addition to impacting energy and grain importers. But Ukraine and the West are emphasizing an even bigger picture.
The international rules-based order that's critical to maintaining peace and security is being put to the test by Russia's unprovoked and unjustified invasion of Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to Baltic states after a NATO meeting in Brussels today. President Biden meeting at the White House with Finland's president. He's also been focusing on the U.S. economy, lauding a strong jobs report while ramping up a Made in America push. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, more than 678,000 jobs created in the month of February as the pandemic's effects ease is good news, but the president said realistically,
family budgets are still tight. A lot of Americans are getting paychecks this year, more than they got last year.
He said it's only the start of revamping the economy, with products made at home being the rule rather than the exception.
So that we're never at the mercy of other countries for critical goods ever again.
The president said there will be more steps to come in his pledge to rebuild America, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. An Amtrak engineer has just been found not guilty on charges including causing a catastrophe for a high-speed derailment that killed eight people and injured hundreds in Philadelphia in 2015. The defense said 38-year-old Brandon Bostian was distracted by people throwing rocks in the area just before the crash. The trial centered in part on whether he thought he had already passed a dangerous curve when he accelerated to more than 100 miles an hour. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Snoop. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham stirs up a social media debate by calling for the removal of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The South Carolina Republican tweeting,
somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate. Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military?
The tweet echoing a similar sentiment that Graham expressed on both the Sean Hannity program while doubling down on Fox and Friends on Friday morning. Reaction on social media is mixed. Many are taking Graham's call to take Putin out as a call for his assassination, while others say that Graham meant that he could just be removed from office by the Russian people.
Fox is Mike Gunzelman, Graham's communication chief, later said the Russian people should look for an off-ramp, but the senator's tweet drew bipartisan backlash. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling it an exceptionally bad idea and adding, we should not be calling for the assassination of heads of state. And at the White House, spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying a short time ago, Graham's remarks are not the position of the U.S. government and that advocating for killing a foreign leader or regime change is not U.S. policy. Former President Bill Clinton says a high-profile effort to help tackle the world's problems will return with a meeting this September in New York.
The Clinton Global Initiative used to be an annual tradition, featuring former presidents and celebrity philanthropists, including Bono and Ben Affleck. But Mr. Clinton ended them in 2016 when his wife's presidential campaign led to conflict of interest questions. But now, the former president says it's time to bring the initiative back because of the COVID pandemic, climate change, and the invasion of Ukraine. Clinton says he's calling on the initiative community to come together to meet the urgency of this moment.
Fox's Roger Stern. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down more than 300, oil over 115. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.